Each year, as you know, on Kol Nidre, we have what is fondly and warmly known as the Kol Nidre Appeal, which is looked forward to by every congregant with eager glee. But I want you to know what I've discovered over the years, that what we call the Kol Nidre Appeal is not just about raising money. It's also about letting our congregation meet extraordinary people who are in this congregation and who have some extraordinary stories. And that's the opportunity that I'm going to give you now. So if you don't know him, it's my pleasure to introduce to you David Ashkenazi.
I often get nervous when talking about my brother Elon's accident. I'm here today to share an experience that highlights what it means to be a member of the Sinai Temple community, and to thank you from the depths of my heart on behalf of my family. As we come to the closing of this year and begin looking towards the next, I hope that each of you will continue to treat others with the warmth, generosity, and gemilut chesed, or acts of kindness, that my family has received. But I implore you to remember that while it is important to learn from tragedy, we cannot forget that a life, my brother's, was changed forever. Nearly 3 years ago, my family was in Santa Barbara as my mom Estelle and my brothers Jeron and Elon crossed the street. A driver ran a red light and hit all three of them. Jeron was left with a badly bruised leg and was the only one left conscious. My mom was knocked unconscious with some serious injuries to her shoulder and head, but would thankfully recover. Elon, who had just started 10th grade, received the worst of it. He was thrown into the air by the impact, and pictures we saw of the car's shattered windshield were made from crashing into his head. As many of you know, after nearly three intense and grueling years, Elon has made tremendous progress and continues to make strides. But the life of each member of my family was irrevocably changed that day, none more so than Elon's. Now, as has been the case for much of the past few years, I was away. At the time, I was a junior at Penn. When the phone call came from my dad at the hospital, I sunk into my chair. I was across the country, and I couldn't be there for my family. For a very brief moment, there was nothing I could do. I reached for my phone and with a shaking hand began to dial. And the first calls I made were to Sinai Temple members, some of whom are likely in this room. In my moment of crisis, my first thought was to reach out to this community to ask everyone in this building for your collective help. And help came. Prayers were organized immediately. A member of the community prayed for a refuah shlema every hour from 7 a.m. to midnight in Elon's name. Several members also reached out to community leaders and relatives in Israel to pray for Elon at the Kotel. Rabbi Wolpe connected us with a Sinai member at UCLA who was instrumental in transferring Elon to UCLA from Santa Barbara and personally selected the team in charge of Elon's care. Rabbi Wolpe also made a point of visiting Elon to pray for refuah shlema. After he heard Elon was a sports fan, Rabbi Schuldenfrei contacted the Dodgers and brought handfuls of memorabilia every time he visited Santa Barbara. A Sinai member and family friend connected us with a friend from his residency who worked at the Santa Barbara hospital Elon was staying at and who visited my family. A member and family friend temporarily adopted my sister Michal for the weeks following the accident, giving Michal a sense of normalcy and allowing my parents to focus on my brother. A Sinai member we had never met before donated his services in helping to remodel Elon's bathroom before he came home from the hospital. And after he came home, Rabbi Sella came over often to study Torah with him. A Sinai member and family friend handled all the arrangements in setting up a special needs trust for Elon, and Rabbi Wolpe earmarked a portion of his discretionary fund for Elon, both of which have been crucial in funding his recovery when medical insurance fell short. I'll stop there, but the list goes on. Before Elon's accident, if you had asked me what the word Sinai Temple brought to mind, I would have spoken about my experiences at Sinai Akiba Academy, my bar mitzvah and family minyan, and special relationships I developed along the way. Sinai still is all those things, but my answer to that question is very different today. I now view Sinai Temple as an agent of righteousness, a source of selfless giving, and a place of human caring. When you give to Sinai Temple, you give to more than the wonderful programs like Friday Night Live that serve as vital pillars of our strong and nurturing community. You are also giving to an infrastructure of virtue, a silent institutional force that is waiting at the ready to serve those in their greatest time of need. As my family has learned, the harsh truth is we never know when we, our friends, or our family may call on the community for its help in a moment of crisis. At Kol Nidre, the holiest night of the year, the beginning of a period of judging ourselves and offering ourselves for judgment, I ask that you take a moment to remember the good that you have done for my family. And I respectfully ask each and every person in this room that over the next year, you pledge to ensure that Sinai Temple continues to answer the pleas of those who seek its help, to continue to support and build this community that has done so much for my family. On behalf of my family, I am not able to fully express my gratitude to our community, the Sinai Temple community. I would also like to thank my family, my dad, Brian, mom, Estelle, brothers, Jeroen and Ilan, and my sister, Michal, who are my role models. Through devotion and love and endless positivity, they have created a space of warmth in the place of emptiness. Lastly, I would like to honor my brother Ilan, my hero. With considerable help and support from friends like this community, Ilan has overcome a brutal tragedy and a terribly painful few years to wrest control of his destiny. His ruach, or spirit, continues to shine through at every stage of his recovery. I am honored and humbled to be a part of his life. And thank you for being a part of Ilan's life and his continuing recovery, and giving to him and our family without thought to receiving anything in return. I promised Ilan we will travel to Israel next summer, so I can say with conviction, Shana haba b'Yerushalayim. Shana tova.
There is nothing to add other than we are grateful for your contributions, and we will give you a couple of minutes to hand your pledge cards to the ushers to enable us to continue to do the work that was so important and is so important to the Ashkenazis and so many other families.